Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Punch Bowl. Tonight's show is going to be another great night. It's been a really great day, all day. And today is a great day to be great. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions about the Punch TV IPO. And I want to try to see if we can break down some of these questions that I've been getting tonight. I've got quite a few questions here. And I know that I give a lot of high-level answers, I guess, or sometimes I guess people are saying when you give the answers, it's so big until you can't, you know, really still understand it. So I try to break it down. I'm going to try to break down some things tonight, and hopefully I can say it in such a way that people understand about the IPO and they understand about what we're doing in Punch TV Studios. I want to say first, I want to welcome my lovely co-host. There she is, Sharifa. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful, wonderful. I was waiting for my big introduction. I'm like, we're going to answer questions, you know me?
Yeah, no, we're going to ask. I got a lot of questions for people, and I'm going to try to answer those questions tonight. And I'm going to try to break it down in its simplest form. And so we might not take a lot of guests tonight, but we're going to see if we can break this down in the simplest form. The biggest question that I'm getting right now is what is an IPO? So I'm getting that question a lot. Okay, so we do have like one guest. We're going to see who do we have on the line, Sharifa?
We have a guest on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what's
Hello?
Your name?
Well,
and
great.
Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Anthony from Houston.
Oh, well, great. Anthony from Houston, how you doing?
Man, I am blessed. How about you, brother?
I'm doing wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Are you watching Punch TV down there in Houston?
Actually, right now, I just got off work. I'm just kind of relaxing. I just got home, chilled out. But, yes, I do watch it down here. I've caught a couple of episodes. I'm loving it.
Oh,
I've had the opportunity to somebody pointed me in the direction of getting into the movie industry. So, you know, so I had a couple of questions along those lines, but I'm going to let you address the IPO thing.
Oh, well, sure. No, go ahead. Let's ask your questions about the movie industry first. What was your question?
Well, my dad, he does special effects, or he used to do special effects.
Graphic special effects.
He actually did, you know, like blowing stuff up and smoke stuff. Yeah. He did the actual special effects, and he pointed me in the direction of getting into the extra business.
Okay.
I'm not too familiar with the industry down here in Houston. I mean, I'm originally from California.
I was back
out there for about 5 years, and I just came back to Houston in March. So, you know, I'm kind of not really familiar with it out here. And I mean, if you guys have any pointers or any, you know, input on, you know, how I can get into that, that would be awesome.
You know, I don't know how you would get into that in Houston. I mean, Sharifa, if you want to weigh into that, I don't know of any. I think you'd have to find out what movies are shooting in Houston. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure they want, you know, a lot of the movies that are shooting are they have background place. I don't even know. And it would be interesting to find out, and I guess I should know that. I don't even know if they have a film. Some places in a lot of states and stuff and cities, they have a film commission.
Right.
And the film commission
Texas
will let you
one.
Know. Yeah, so they'll let you know what's shooting in Texas.
Okay.
And then you can. They should have contact information on what's shooting. Then you can contact them and say, hey, you know, I'd like to do some background work or some extra work or some, you know, maybe get a feature or something, a one-liner or something like that on something like
right.
Like, there he goes right there. There he goes.
Okay, wait a minute.
I'm good at being a clown.
Okay, but my question is, are we recommending extra work? I mean, is that what we're doing now? If you use
it,
your talent.
It was just a poignant question, you know.
Right,
we all know that this brother can't act. You know, he knows how to blow stuff up. So I don't know why he wants to be an actor when you can blow stuff up. But I guess if you
I mean,
want
I prefer that.
Actor,
trust me, I much prefer that.
Yeah,
but my dad is coming up on his 70s, so you know he's not in the mood for blowing anything up anymore. And me personally, I've got two businesses plus a third job, so you know I'm just looking for something on the side to kind of get me highlighted out there, maybe put me out there a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, Sharifa is quite familiar with me, and I have a magnetic personality and just an outstanding charm and smile about myself. And
why
go for extra work? I mean, I think that's
right,
anybody else listening, he should not be blowing extra work.
I'm telling you, he should be blowing stuff up. That's what we need. I do that out in the country anyway.
I go out to Conroe and blow stuff up all the time. That's a hobby.
Okay, I mean, but you have like 15 jobs, man. Why don't you like invest in some headshots and a resume and actually go out for acting gigs as opposed, you know, because background just kind of hurts my ears, especially from a studio perspective, but that's just me.
Sorry, I have a plane
overhead. You need background though. Sometimes you do need background. You know?
Yes. And see, I have absolutely no acting experience other than in everyday life.
Life
is one big play.
You can get experience from student films.
Okay.
I'm not helping.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Yes, you actually are. That's actually a really good idea because I'm getting ready to jump back into HCC out here. And that's actually a really good idea to get into their film department.
Yeah, you can get in there.
Yes,
because a lot of times they want extra people and, hey, come jump in this movie. You know, we're going to buy lunch, but you ain't getting no money. You know,
that's fine.
I'm good with that.
You know what I'm saying? As long as I get my headshot out there, get my picture out there, hey.
Yeah, that's good.
Now I got a foot in the door.
Yeah, you got a foot in the door. That's one way to do it. You know, that's one way to do it. You can also join the Buki. And put your Photoshop and put your pictures and stuff up on thebuki.com. That's where we're going to be posting. That's where Punch TV Studios is going to be posting its casting notices and looking for people on thebuki. I think there's an actor's form there, and that's NABUKIE. And I think that's one way to also, you know, expose yourself and chat with other artists such as yourself and, you know, let people know,
right,
you know how to blow stuff up.
Nabuki is for the serious people. That's for the, you know, that's for the sexy people. That's for the real people. That's the people who not trying
right
to
in
hide.
You don't deny a guy who knows how to blow stuff up. I mean, you give him whatever the hell he wants, you know.
I love it.
But you got to go outside. Your car's going to be on flames and fire. It's just like,
you
got to
be subtle about
it.
You got to be subtle about things like this, you know?
Yeah.
So you start with the flat tires first.
Yeah, you start with the flat tires. He's going to blow up your tires.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, tires aren't cheap nowadays. You know, hey, it's just a warning.
Man, you blow up a tire, man. That's not cheap at all, man. It's like, geez, you didn't catch me.
the blessing of the way life has gone is, you know, I do own two. I run my own businesses. I have two of them.
That's wonderful.
And you know, I was at a point in my life when things weren't going right, and God said, "Hey, I got something for you."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Okay, I'm gonna sit back and watch. I'm gonna let Him drive." And when I did, the blessings just started rolling in. And you know, if this is another direction that He's pointing me in, hey, I'm just along for the ride.
Well, you know what? I think it's awesome. I really think it's awesome. I think you can do it, and it just totally awesome.
And God, you know, God is good, and Sharifa can attest to that. You know, she's been instrumental in getting me to where I'm at today. And so I am extremely grateful to her, and
that's
you know, she's turned me on to Punch TV, and
that's
why I called in tonight. That's why I called in tonight, because you know I want to, if I can get some advice to take myself to the next level and you know step it up a notch, I'm all for it.
Definitely, headshots are important. The Buki is important. You know, putting your stuff up there so people can see you in a lot of different places and. That's really cool. And I'm glad you watch the TV station there in Houston, Texas.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really cool.
You know, saying you guys aren't just stuck in California. You're out here in Texas too.
We are in Houston. We're in H Town. You know, we are there in Houston, Texas, and it's awesome. So I would just check out those few things, and you know, just start posting your pictures around. There's some other casting sites and some other sites you can post your picture and stuff on. And, you know, and if the people are shooting, they do call because, you know, background. One time there was a movie called The Last Boy Scout. I don't know if you remember that. That was Bruce Willis.
Good movie.
Yeah. I actually, in the football scene, I was actually one of the people responsible for filling the stadium in the football scene. So I put over a couple hundred people who all got paid. And I got my commission for
for
filling that stadium and the football scene, you know. And so that was pretty cool, you know. That was pretty cool. So there, I used to put a lot of people in a lot of different background work and things like that. So I understand that really, really well for the most part, you know. And you might want to try to find an agent. I don't know if they have talent agents there and they can actually cast you in movies and. Sometimes if people are interested
in... Well, it's not here
in
Houston, definitely in Austin.
Oh, in Austin. Well, yeah, that's 3 hours down, 2 hours down.
I'm sure there's
driving.
Something in Houston. And don't get me wrong, I don't, you know, background work is great, especially when you want to learn what it's like to be on the set. Background work gives you a really good example of who does what on the set, who's responsible for what on the set, what not to do, what's expected of you. So you can learn a lot from background work.
Exactly.
Yes, you can.
You gotta start at the bottom. I mean, my philosophy is you gotta kind of start at the bottom if you want to hit the top.
You gotta learn everything there is down to
form a foundation, and once you form that foundation, you gotta start to build on.
Yeah, my thing is I'd rather start at the top and just go higher.
I know, that's why I was
I think we all would.
I don't know. I think that sounds good. It sounds really good, but I prefer to just walk in at the top. That's just...
That's a good thing,
but you know what? But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, for myself, I've been in a lot of places where, you know, things were given to me.
It's
and it was
humble.
Just like, okay,
you're
here,
humble.
Here.
I get it.
Yeah,
right.
And I'd rather, you know, work for what I'm going to have, and I enjoy that. And, you know, if it's where I'm supposed to be, that's what God's going to open them doors. I'm not tripping.
Amen. So, Anthony, in Houston, Texas, we love you. We thank you for calling in. We do have to stop for a brief commercial break. We have quite a few callers on the line. If you like to speak, if you have a question, if you like to make a comment, please press the 1. If you just want to listen and show your support, that's fine as well. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
All right, Nabuki.com. Nabuki. Do you, Nabuki? I just love
Nabuki'd all day today, though. Today was like one of those
You Nabuki
Nabuki
all
day.
Nabuki today?
Like all day. No, not today. All day. Anabuki.
All day.
All day.
Nabuki. All day.
Yes.
Nabuki.com. All day. Nabuki. All day. I have to admit something. I did not Nabuki all day. I just Nabuki a little bit today.
Okay.
So I did
but you
Nabuki. I did Nabuki about 4 or 5 times today.
Okay,
so,
that's good.
You know, I don't know if other people are Nabuki, but you want to visit our sponsor, I guess, Nabuki.com, Nabuki.com, and join Nabuki if you're interested in being in the movie business. You want to see what projects Punch TV Studios are doing. You want to see what the company is doing next. Just look us up on Nabuki.com, and you can really go ahead and enjoy that and meet other people and really enjoy the next steps in the entertainment business. So I'm going to, before we take another guest, and I guess you said we have guests, right? So, but before we take another guest, I want to talk about understanding the IPO. Now, what I want you to do for me, Sharifa,
mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes. I'm right here.
You listening to me? Are you?
I'm listening.
Are you,
I'm taking notes.
Are you taking
notes? No.
What I want you to do is I want you to tell me if my explanation is really understandable to you, because I've been told that I've had a few people call me and inbox me and say on the boogie and say, hey, can you really break down what an IPO is? Because we really don't understand IPO. Now, I try to explain it the best way I can, but I'm going to try to switch my words now and see if we can. So an IPO, the acronym IPO actually stands for initial public offering. And what that means is that the company who is issuing an IPO, what that means is that you have been qualified by the Securities Exchange Commission. In other words, you've been qualified by the United States government to sell stock in your company. And when you sell stock it makes you legal. It makes you able to now sell stock directly to people, or to sell stock, period, to people. And the first time that a company sells stock in itself, they call that the IPO. Now, was that understandable for you, or do we need to break that down?
No.
More?
That was the high. They asked for a simpler explanation, so you
right,
you
right.
Deal,
I'm trying
you
to get the simple.
It, you repeat it. The high level.
I'm trying to get the simple. How would you say understanding the IPO? Yeah. How would you say that? Understanding the IPO. What would you say?
Let me see how brief we'll break it down. The IPO.
The IPO.
Is the first time. The IPO is
the
initial.
IPO is the initial.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Stock is being offered to the public. So that's why mm-hmm. it's the initial public offering, right? It's the first time
okay.
the stock is
okay.
being offered to the public. That's the initial public offering. Right.
So
usually when a company does an initial public offering, that is called, you know what that's called? That's called
what?
Friends and family. It's usually the friends and family. It's the warm market. It's the people they already know that they offer
to
their employees.
Not in the IPO. That's if you're doing if you're trying to start your business, and then that's not really an IPO on friends and family. That's if you're trying to start your business. A lot of people go to friends and family to get money and stuff to start their business. The IPO usually goes to an investment banker.
Okay.
Who has clients they sell the stock to, which is why they usually have wealthy clients that they sell the stock to, which is why the local guy or the urban guy community can never get in. Because the rich guys have already bought it out before it even gets to the street. They've already bought it out before it even gets. before it even gets to the individual person, you know, before it even gets to the person. And so that's how it typically happens. And in happening like that, that's what's going on. So it's not friends and families in that particular case. It's usually investment bankers taking over.
It's
the
their
investment
client.
Bankers have the power, and they usually sell it to their clients. Now, and our clients are usually the rich of the rich. They're not, you know, really like the, you know, they're not working class people typically. I'm not saying they don't work. They're just not working class people. They're just more of your wealthy people, and they have doing it, you know. So that's how we did it.
So it's not
usually
available to the average Joe.
It's not usually available to the average Joe, for instance, to the average person. So what we've done at Punch, though, is that we've made our stock available during the IPO period to the community. We have been vetted by the – so vetted is a big word. So we've been cleared by the government, United States Government of America, to sell stock in our company. We've been cleared by the government to sell stock in our company. That's how it is in this case. Now, did that break it down more?
I think when you explain it, it makes sense. But I think – that the individual aspects of it, we get the average Joe, average Jay, average person like me, we get when you explain it. But I think where a lot of people get lost is how rare an opportunity this is, and why, if I'm the average Jane, why I would care about your business or care about stock in your business. Like, I guess it comes back to that kind of with them, like, what's in it for me? So you're the CEO. We all know as the CEO, when your company gets to certain, there's your word again, what's the word, the market value, the market cap.
Market cap, damn. Right.
Right. We know why the market cap is important to you, okay?
Right.
But if I'm the little... Not little, I won't even use the word little, but if I'm the average Jane investor and I took my little money, my little $1,000, and I bought my stock, you know, what is the relevance? What's the importance to me? Help me understand how this, my little $1,000, would the entire process of the company.
So that's a good question, because I actually had a question something like that very recently. And it comes more to understanding, like, an IPO, there, first of all, it's difficult to get to an IPO process, no matter what nationality you are, no matter where you are in America. To get through the IPO process is a difficult process. It's difficult. At best. It's hard at worst, and it's difficult at best. To get through that process and get through the vetting, it's difficult. But if you get through that and you get through the vetting and you get through all of those things, you're positioned your company now to create extreme wealth for your shareholders. And what it is that the most of us, and in this case, I'm going to say African Americans, most African Americans do not have people working for them to build wealth for them. So thus, they can't become wealthy because they can't get people to build wealth for them. You know, and that's one of the things. That's one of the faults. So when you invest in Punch, for instance, right, you're also investing in a team that's going to be dedicated to making money for the stockholders, and that's what's different about this. You're going to have a team that's working on your behalf. because the CEOs in publicly traded companies, our job is to build wealth for the shareholder base by any means necessary. And what that means is if we have to lay off people to get wealth, people get laid off. If you have to expand and buy another company to get to build that wealth for your shareholders, you expand and buy another company. If you to sell your company, you sell your company because your job is to build wealth for your shareholders. And that's how it is in the world of public companies. It's just the way that that is. And so because it's like that, you have the CEO then builds a team who is the wealth-building team for the shareholders. That in itself is just amazing. That is so freaking phenomenal until you just don't know. You just don't know. And that's how that's done. You know, that's how it's done. So that's one reason. Another reason is when you invest in an IPO, you're getting in the company on the ground floor. Your company has begun trading. You're getting into the company before anybody else. You're getting into the company, and it's like you're in. You're in. And that's how that works out like that. So that's how the IPO works out. That's what it's about. That's how it all comes together. And that's why it's important for a person to have that. You need people to help build wealth for you. While you're sleeping, your money is making money for you. And that's a key thing and what we're doing. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back from this break, I think we have another guest on the line. We're going to talk to this gentleman, I believe. And let's go to break right quick here.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki? Do you, Nabuki? So today is a great day. I think we have a special guest on the line. We have comedian Black Casper on the line, if I'm not mistaken, as that is on the line. And if you have a question or something and you want to dial in, if you're on the lines and you're listening and you want to ask a question, just press 1 on your phone and we can try to get you in the queue. I think people are not remembering to press 1 and they're just kind of on. But if you have a question or something, just press 1 and we would love to talk to you if we can. Now, Sharifa, do we have comedian Black Casper on the line?
Yes, sir, we do.
Is it dark where you are? Because, you know, he's black.
Casper, you on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's up? What's cracking?
Oh man, you was crappy, man. When you got on the line, everything went dark. I was just trying to see what that was all about. We were just trying to figure out. The whole room went dark. Because Black Casper and all, everything went black. So we're trying to figure out. What did you cast? What kind of ghost was that, you know?
This is the funny ghost right here. The black funny ghost. What's been happening, Mr. T, man?
Oh, man, we've been working it, doing our thing, selling our stock. People have been investing in our company from all over the country, and it's just been completely awesome.
You giving out more jobs than Uber, baby.
Is that... Yeah, we've been doing a little bit of hiring right now. We've been doing a little bit of hiring, so it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So it's been, like, really good.
I ain't mad at you taking over the world. 50-50 with me.
I'm not trying to take over the world. I just want a little slice of the pie.
Yeah, man, well, you're going to have to wait for about 4 more years because Trump is in office right now. And I don't know how it's going to turn out. Hello? Hello? We lost him? Hello? Hello?
Yes, we are with you right now. The show just had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're with you.
I told you everything went black when Black Casper got on the phone. I don't know what happened. I don't know what that was about. It just getting dark.
This is a real black show. This is what it is. This is a real black show. This is a black show. And what it is we running out of minutes on the year. This is a prepaid air running out of minutes. We running out of
We got a prepaid show. So our minutes
running
out of this.
We're running out of minutes, man. Hey, we got comedy going down at Bugsby's, man.
When is that, man? When is that?
On Wilshire. It's in December. We ain't came up with the Tuesday in December yet. We ain't came up with the date, but we done locked in the venue. It's Bugsby on Wilshire.
Bugsby on Wilshire. There you're going to go see Black Casper Live. What do you got performing? Last time I was out there, you had Kim Whitley performing, and you had some other great comedians performing. It was really good show, the last show that I saw. It was really cool. Who you got coming out to celebrate your inauguration there?
We got Michael Blackston, and we got Earthquake and Lunell.
Oh, that's nice. Lunell,
dude,
good. Earthquake, great.
That's
a high lineup right there. I think I'm going to have to be in the house on that one.
We
got room for Punch TV on that one. I don't know. We're going to have to get out there.
And you know, Bugsby is like a small Dave & Buster's. It's like a small mini Dave & Buster's. They got miniature golf. They got games, pool. They also got a club, a nightclub, bar area, sports bar area, all under one roof. So it's like when you come to the comedy show, you're going to be able to play miniature golf. You'll be able to play all kind of video games, you know, basketball, shoot pool. It's like a one-stop shop.
Oh, that's really
that's
cool, man. Congratulations.
That
congratulations over there. Congratulations, man. Congratulations over there. That's really good, man. That's really good. I'm happy for you.
Once y'all go ahead and spend your dollar and get your, what is it, IPO?
Yeah.
You spend your dollar, get your IPO, and then come and celebrate at Bugsby.
That's right. That's how you do it. You spend your dollar, get a part of the IPO. We're going to go all celebrate at Bugsby's once we get a date and a time. I don't know if we got a date and a time, but
and everybody who got everybody who bought an IPO for a dollar get in the show free.
Oh well, dang, that's what I'm talking about right there. So you can already, but you're just gonna buy the dollar. We want you to pay more than a dollar now. We want you to buy more shares than a dollar worth of shares. But
you got
the general idea, you know. Everybody on this end. So we're gonna show up down there. That's gonna be all good.
I got five on it. You know, Black, but we gonna put $5. There's nothing else. We gonna put five.
$5. I got $5. I got
five on. Yeah, we feel very comfortable with putting $5 on anything.
Now I got some bad news for you.
That, man?
I got some really bad news for you.
What's the bad news? Here we go.
I got a call. I got a call just day before yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the people that called me, I said I couldn't believe what I heard. But they did call and they did tell me this. They said that you were no longer the funniest man in Los Angeles. So I want to give you a chance to just refute that and tell everybody why you are the funniest man on the planet. But they just said you were not the fun. They said you lost your edge and that you were no longer on the edge of time. They said you've gone to Hollywood on everybody now. And
yeah,
so,
the guy
you know,
called me Hollywood the other day. He said, "My God, Catherine, man, you all Hollywood, man. You Hollywood. You know what I mean?" Which, I'm from Atlanta. I didn't move to L.A. to be called Compton. I didn't move to L.A. to be called Long Beach.
Hey, no Long Beach bashing.
I didn't move to L.A. to be called the Valley. I moved to L.A. because of Hollywood. So if you're calling me Hollywood, that is correct. Yes, I am Hollywood. The other day, a guy was on bang on me, talking about, yo, homie, what set you claim? I said, Sunset. I'm trying to blow up out here, man. I'm claiming Sunset. You know what I'm saying? Talking about I'm fine, but I am the funniest, bro. Y'all need to tell me to actually do something hard, like perhaps grow some hair. Now, if you tell me to grow some hair, now that might be. But when it comes to these jokes, I got these jokes, man. I was writing one the other day. You know what I said? I said I really, really love white fathers because they really want to be with their kids. They'll kill everybody in the house to be with their kid. They would kidnap their kid. If a white dad can't be around his kid, he would kidnap the kid and move to South Africa. You hear me? They really want to be with their kids. Now, black fathers, we a little different. We don't want to be with them. We just want to see them. That's all we want. We be banging at the door. Shamika, can I see my son? Can I see my son? Even when we're allowed to be with him, all we want to do is just see him, though, ain't it? No, I ain't here to pick him up. I just can't stop by to see him. No, I don't want to take him for the weekend. I don't need him for the weekend. Yeah.
Oh, man. I think you have made an excellent point. You are certainly the funniest man. And that's why at Punch TV Studios, we got to work on getting you a show. We got to work. That's one of my things that I really want to achieve. I want to achieve getting you a national television show. That's one of my things. Because I just think that it's like your time, and I think we could figure it out, you know. And I just really want to work towards that. When we close this IPO, we're going to figure out, we're going to sit down, and we're going to talk about how we can bring, what do you think about that, Sharifa? How we can bring Burr to late night TV.
I got it. It's going to be set in Long Beach.
It's going to be in Long Beach. Yeah.
That's as far as I got.
Oh, it's going to be in Long Beach?
that was it. I got the
1 hour special. I'm working on a 1 hour special with HBO right now. Like I said, pre-production. So once that air, then it shouldn't be that hard to create me a show for Punch.
Yeah, definitely. I would really love to work on that and look forward to putting that together. That's going to be completely, totally awesome. And I want to thank you for being on the show tonight, Cassie. You are certainly a very gay man. So
thank you, man. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody who voted, who came out and voted. We tried, but you know, it is what it is. We lost, you know what I mean?
What do you mean? Where do you mean you voted?
For the president.
Oh, Barack Obama was running again?
No, man, Hillary and Trump, man. And Trump won.
You didn't vote for Donald Trump?
No, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I voted for Hillary, and I voted for Prop 69.
You were.
A lot of people don't know what Prop 69 is. You had to go all the way to the back of the pamphlet to find Prop 69. Prop 69 is for everybody who's in favor for Donald Trump to suck on a big black Islamic Mexican shaft while President Putin tapped his ass from the back behind a big old giant wall.
Well, I guess it's safe to say that you're not a fan of Donald Trump. I guess it's safe to say that. I guess at this point,
no,
it's really safe. To,
you know what?
I guess it's really safe to
the
say.
The type of person I am, Mr. C, it's hard for me not to like a winner, though.
He won.
It's hard for me not to like a winner, man. As long as he ain't cheat, it's hard for me not to like him. That's the only thing I like about him is he's a winner. I like winners, man. Who wants to hang around the loser for? It's depressing.
I don't know. Well, we're going to get ready to go to a commercial break. Man, thank you so much for being on the show tonight, Catherine.
Now, please call me back some other time, Mr. C, and that's for real, man. Love Punch TV. I got love
thank
for you,
you
man. Y'all get
thank
them IPOs, man. Get the IPOs, man. For show, man. Love
get
Punch.
That.
For show.
Get that
I love
IPO,
y'all,
dog. Get that IPO. Get that IPO. We'll be back after this message from our sponsor.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Nabuki.com, do you Nabuki? Do you Nabuki? Do you? That is the question. To be or not to be? To Nabuki or not to Nabuki? So we're going to take another.
Nabuki.
We're going to take it.
A Nabuki by any other name.
Nabuki by any other name is still Nabuki. Nabuki.
You have a caller on the line.
All right, let's see who's on the line. Welcome to the Punch Bowl. Who's on the line?
We have Winston. He's an actor in L.A.
Winston, actor in L.A. Okay, cool. Winston, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Winston. How you feeling, man?
I feel good. I've been trying to make
it. Oh, good,
so
good.
Everything
sounds pretty good. How your baby mama doing? How's she doing?
She great.
Oh, she good.
Get on it, but she good.
Oh, That's good. How your wife doing? How's she doing?
She good, too.
Okay, cool. How Pookie them? How they doing?
They good. We're way, way in there.
But they with Ray in there right now? Oh, that's all good. That's
Ray
all good.
In there right now.
What's on your mind tonight, Winston? Welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Thank you. I was actually curious about the shares and everything. Has a lot of people been, you know, buying in as far as
yes.
the percentages and
yes.
Got the question I wanted to ask. I had the question on my tongue and I forgot.
Oh, okay.
The main question, but, you know, as far as the shares and how much you have to put in and everything as far as, you know, being part of
how
the
much
stock.
If you were going to buy the stock, you want to know the minimum or you want to know the maximum? Because I can tell you both. I don't know which one you want.
I want to know the minimum and the max.
The minimum, well, you know, we tell people not to invest, you know, more than $5 million at a time. We think that that's a pretty safe maximum. Oh, why are you laughing? I'm really serious. that's a pretty safe maximum, you know. And on a minimum, you know, we tell people, look, don't invest less than $200. You need to invest at least $200, especially now. Oh. We're heading towards the close of the IPO, and we're wrapping it up right now. And what's happening right now, a lot of really big investors are starting to buy large chunks of the company. And and so we think that if you want to have a really nice position where you could possibly get a turn, you want to buy at least 200 shares. That would be my minimum recommendation just on a low. You know, otherwise,
okay.
I would be more like, you know, $1,000, 1,000 shares. So something in that way.
Oh. Oh. Okay, so that put me on millionaire status.
I can't say that. You know what I mean? I really can't say that that would put you on millionaire status. You know what I mean? But, you know, it'll certainly be a nice investment, and I think you could expect a very nice return. We're going to do some really phenomenal things in media. And if you're an actor, you want to be an investor in the company because the actors that are shareholders, they're going to get first dibs at the role. So you'll get an announcement, hey, we've got this role, we're casting these movies, and we're going to work with our shareholders first and foremost before we go to the public. And so that's one of the good things about being an actor because you have something to lose. You know, now all of a sudden it's your company. When you become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, it's your company. You own it. You know, you are a part owner of the company. And so your role, if you do an acting role, we know if you're an owner, everybody's going to be trying to do an Oscar performance to make sure their stock price go up. You know, be like, man, I'm going to do the role of a life. I'm really going to die in this movie.
Right.
Shoot me again. Pow. I'm going to do an Oscar-worthy death, you know.
Right.
Got to get my stock price up. Got to get the price of the stock up. So
exactly.
So that's why we're working with our like the filmmakers that we're working with. If you're a filmmaker, you want to get a budget for a movie. You want to be an investor because we're going to work filmmakers that are investors first. You'll get the call. You'll have the opportunity before we go to the outside. We're going to work on the inside, and so you'll have an opportunity to. Be an owner of the company, and you'll be able to use the assets of the company. You'll be able to use the logistics of the company and those kinds of things because you are a shareholder in the company. And that's one of the things that we are doing for our shareholders in Punch TV. And we think that that's really exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Yeah, I think it's really, really exciting. So what roles are you in now, or what roles are you trying to get in, or what are you trying to do in your acting career there, Winston?
Actually, I'm going for a lot of lead positions and, just trying to just take it easy and take it as it comes.
Oh, nice. Very good. You have an agent already?
You have an agent and everything already, and
nice.
You know, doing commercial work doesn't really pay the bills. You know, you got to go a little bit more harder and know your roles and know exactly what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Well, let me tell you something that I heard about John Travolta, and I think a lot of actors should consider this, and this is something that I heard with John Travolta. They said when John Travolta got his first big role, what he did was he paid his rent up for a while, and then he used all the rest of his money that he made from the role to begin to market himself and market his name throughout Hollywood so that people thought John Travolta was really this really big name when it really wasn't, but because he was really using his money to market himself, it really paid off for him in the end, and now he's doing $20 million movies because it really paid off. I'm saying he's doing movies where he's getting $20 million because it really paid off for him. And because he really built up his name and he really marketed himself. And I think that a lot of actors, you kind of miss that. You know, you kind of got to market yourself. You got to let people know, hey, I'm an actor. You got a project. I'm an actor. I'm the greatest actor that ever lived. And I think if you do that, then other people will begin to catch on and they'll begin to other people would catch on and they'll begin to, know and hear your name and then you can, really go from there. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Oh, okay.
So we have any other questions there for you, Winston? Is that it? Because we have another guest on the line and I guess he's a rapper and he wants to bust a rap in the Punch Bowl. So
He's going to bust a rap.
I hope he got some skills, because there's nothing worse than a bad rapper. You know, a bad rapper is like a bad date. You know, there's nothing worse than a bad date,
It's
All right. Who do we got on the line? Who's in the punch? Who's in the punch bowl?
Caller, are you with us?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So you're a rapper?
A little bit.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, cool. There's nothing wrong with being a rapper, I guess. You know, you got mad skills, low skills. What's your rapping capabilities?
I got some skills.
Yeah, you do. Okay, cool. Well, welcome to the Punch Bowl. We didn't get your name, but what's on the line? What's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering how I get some of those stocks to, I guess, get some startup money to take my career to the next level.
Oh, great. Well, you're the best kind of rapper I ever heard. You don't even got to say a word. You're the greatest rapper ever. You're right up there in my league with MC Hammer. You're up there with Jay-Z. You're the greatest rapper I ever heard of, man. I'm just trying to tell you.
Oh, I appreciate that. They, all of them made a lot of money.
Yes, they did. Well, you know, if you want to make an investment in our company, just go to our website, punchtvstudios.com. And at punchtvstudios.com, you click on the Invest Now button, and you can make your investment right there. We try to make it very simple and very easy for everyone to become a part owner in our company. I'll tell you something else for musicians, and you could spread the word on this for me as well and for us as well, is that if you're a rapper, every movie, we're going to make 300 movies over the next 3 years after we close out the IPO. That's our objective. And every movie needs music, and so we're going to need a lot of music. And so if you're a shareholder, we're going to put it out there for you first. Hey, we got this movie. We're looking for music. We're looking for actors. We're looking for, you know, these different kinds of people to be, these different kinds of artists to be a part of this movie. And now your art is now featured in a movie, or you have an opportunity for your art to be featured in a movie if it works for that scene or that flow or whatever. And that's one of the things that's super important in what we're doing. So you want to go to our website, make your investment, minimum couple hundred dollar minimum, become an owner of the company, and then over the next few years, we're going to grow an amazing media company. We're going to do some amazing things in media. And true enough, music is certainly a great media to be a part of, and we're just going to do some really, really cool things in media.
One more question. When is the IPO closed?
We are going to close the IPO. A drop-dead date is going to be April 2nd, 2017. That's the drop-dead date on when we absolutely will close. But right now we're having a lot of major investors coming in right now and buying up large blocks. So if we sell out, we're closed. As soon as we sold out, we're closed. But our absolute drop-dead date of when we're going to close the IPO is going to be on April 2nd.
Okay.
That's the absolute drop dead day. But we, you know, in from our thoughts, yeah.
Okay. I look forward to doing business with you guys in the future.
Thank you. I look forward to having you, the greatest rapper in the world, as a shareholder in the company. That's for sure.
Thank you for your time, caller.
Thank you.
We are having a good time tonight.
Black Casper cast a shadow over the place. We didn't have the rapper in here. We didn't have the guy from H-Town in the house. You know, so that's pretty cool. We didn't have another actor on the line. Everybody lining up and just tuning in to the radio show, trying to get into the punch bowl, trying to take a cup. So I think it's awesome and cool.
He just added to this. They in the punch bowl trying to take a cup. We don't need the rapper to come back and make a song.
Nah, I'm in the punch bowl trying to take a cup, y'all.
No. We gonna take a
You don't wanna take a punch that thing? Yeah, I think they should take a I think I could rap. I'm feeling the spirit of rap coming into me.
You know what I think?
Just the spirit of rap is coming into me. So let's take this break. And when I get back, we're going to see if the spirit of rap is in here yet.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Going to join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com. Nabuki.com. So, actually, I'm going to tell you what just happened, Sharifa, during the commercial break.
Yes.
What happened was the spirit of rap didn't fully infiltrate me, so I don't think I got the flow. But I'm going to work on some flow, you know.
I think you have to work on being in that
back,
vibe.
Back
you know what I mean?
Nabuki.
Rap doesn't
I'm going back to Nabuki.com. That don't work. No. Okay.
No.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I tried. You know, you gotta really try. I gotta be the CEO. I understand.
Yeah.
I try to have fun. I want to invite everybody to join us here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We're gonna have another absolutely amazing show. The most amazing show on the radio right here. And we have a lot of fun every night. So if you want to come on out and get your laugh on, enjoy the show, tune in tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Pacific time. Tune in at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and we're going to have another great show for you. This was like a really good show tonight, really jazzed about what we're doing. Be sure to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Become a stockholder, only $1 per share. So our stock price is at $1 per share. And you're buying the stock before we begin trading on Wall Street. So this is like an amazing opportunity to be a part owner of our company. We've been doing some amazing things in our company. We've launched 3 new TV stations in the last I would say about 3.5 weeks right now. We've launched 3 new stations across the country. We're getting ready to launch some more stations. And it's just been really, really, really cool. We're working on 100 episodes of our new syndicated show, The Hollywood Punch Report, which we're going to be putting out there pretty soon. Yeah, Hollywood Punch Report! No, but anyway. We're working on 100 new episodes of Hollywood Punch Report, so that's going really nice right now, and I'm really proud of the whole Punch TV team. I want to say special prayer tonight for Vance, who's part of the Punch TV family. His brother passed away, and he just found out about it today, so we just definitely want to send a special prayer to those who believe in prayer. Send a prayer to Vance. For him and his family, and certainly there needs to, you know, be a little, certainly it's a really tough time for bereavement there. And be sure to pray for your neighbor and pray for your friends, and pray for Punch TV Studios. And we're doing an amazing thing here in media and in entertainment. Share this with your friends. Let them know, hey, you need to tune in to this show tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Tune in to Punch TV and join the Punch Bowl. It's going to have another amazing show. Sharifa, thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you for being a phenomenal co-host and everything like that. This is just awesome. An engineer. She's co-hosting and engineering all at the same time. I don't know how she does it. The girl is ambidextrous. So she can do 2 things more than one time. She got 2 right fingers and 2 right hands, 3 right toes, but she's making it all work. She's switching dials with her toes. So, again, you can call our offices at 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914. If you would like to make an investment in Punch TV Studios, only $1 per share. And we think we're going to have an amazing company, and our company is going to grow. We'll look to see you tomorrow night. And with that being said, we're out.
We out.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.